Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal Immigration Court in Boston will be busier today than it has been since mid-March. That's because the court will resume hearings for people who are going through immigration proceedings but are not in federal detention. As WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports now, some in the legal community worry that rushing the reopening puts public health and due process at risk.
Boston is one of eight immigration courts around the country reopening today for additional hearings, but it's not clear why those courts were selected. That's because the federal government hasn't shared its criteria for reopening, and the lack of clarity has some immigration attorneys and judges concerned. Eliana Nader is a Boston-based immigration attorney. She also heads up the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She worries the lack of communication from the government jeopardizes public health.
People, because they're so scared of being deported, I fear will go to court even if they're ill. And there's been no guidance as to how we can call and request that somebody not have to show up or how we can have presence waived.
Nader is relieved, though, that the government won't be scheduling the hearings that bring large crowds into court. Those are called master calendar hearings. She says they're still postponed in Boston for now. The Executive Office for Immigration Review, the agency in charge of the nation's immigration courts, did not respond to emails asking for more information about its reopening plans. Los Angeles-based Judge Ashley Tabador is president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. Tabador says immigration judges have been excluded from the decisions around reopening, and she's concerned people scheduled to appear in court might not know about their hearings.
While we've been told that notices have been sent out to some litigants letting them know that their cases have been rescheduled, we really don't have any confidence that this has been done.
And missing a preliminary immigration hearing means being ordered deported. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey recently sent a letter to the director of the court's governing agency, cautioning against reopening too soon. The senators asked for more details about how public health is being safeguarded. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.